turning around and getting in way, way early.
Well, I haven't changed the time of the clock to that I've been proficiently in the morning sleeping.
Oh, having trouble sleeping, are we?
Yeah, I've been waking up way too many times during the night.
Are you getting up to IRLP in the middle of the night?
I wake up, I look at the clock, I close my eyes, I attempt to go back to sleep.
You know, I thought you were playing radio. Okay. Now, I know the feeling. I know the feeling, you know, you drift off to sleep and then you wake up and you look at the clock and it's only like an hour after you went in to go to bed, close your eyes again, open them up a little while later, and it's like only another hour has passed. It's like, what's going on here?
Yeah, I remember seeing, well, I went to sleep at 11 o'clock last night, but I remember seeing two, I'm not certain if I saw three, I know I saw four, and then the clock goes off at five.
Could be the change of the seasons, could be whatever. Could be you thinking about, well, look at that. It's one of my union brothers on his Harley in front of me. Or it could just be, you know, whatever. Maybe you get a lot of stuff on your mind, like, you know, trying to repent for all your sins before day after tomorrow.
It's possible. Who knows? Going on for way too long, though.
Well, there's homeopathic stuff you could try, and then, of course, then there's, you know, the other stuff. But there's a couple of different ways to try the sleep through the night deal.
I've actually started considering the liquid medication method.
Oh. That's something. There is this stuff that I'm trying for the same symptoms, and it seems to be working. It's very interesting. It's called valerian root.
Well, something like that, I'd have to fully search, see what the side effects of half these things are. A lot of these homeopathic remedies have side effects that they don't want to tell you.
Yes, understood. And you can do the research too. I did. And I was satisfied that there was nothing that I was going to have to worry about or was going to be of any concern to me. But you do the research too. It's V-A-L-I-R-E-N, valerian root. And it comes in all different forms, capsules, ground up powder, or drops, little drops, both alcohol, low alcohol or alcohol free. And I'm trying the alcohol free drops. It's pretty interesting. It's not like taking an Ambien and then all of a sudden, like 15 minutes later, you feel like...
Oh, if I want to make sure the eye tastes cool, there's always something called tape.
And 2 ppm mobile or cyanide.
No, that's a permanent closure, and you can't guarantee the eyes are going to be closed with that.
No, because, I know, my physician, my GP, had told me to give it a try. He said, you can make yourself a cup of tea or whatever in the evening, and you put whatever the number of drops, to make up the 1 milliliter dosage requirement into the teas. If you drink the teas, and you put yourself to bed, and he says you'll be good to go. So, not that I'm a teetotaler, I put it in a glass of water, and then I take my other evening meds, and by the time I'm ready for bed, sleepy time!
But you gotta be careful if you start using it with the tea, because tea quite often has a high caffeine level. As a result, sleep into ZP as a it understood, but if you're going to do it with tea, obviously, in the evening, it's going to be a nice cup of herbal tea, like some Celestial Seasonings Sleepy Time Tea.
I had that Sleepy Time tea once. I don't like drinking Wrigley Spearmint gum.
There's plenty of other stuff. There's chamomile. Chamomile tea is pretty cool. That was actually what he recommended. He says, yeah, you make yourself a cup of chamomile tea and this and that. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do that. But we'll see. Like I said, I've just been trying it out over the last month or so. And the results seem to be decent. I'm not waking up groggy or anything in the morning, like, you know, in a haze or a fog. I have enough of that on my own. I don't need to have any, you know, chemicals adding to it.
Yep. We'll see. I'll give it a little while longer, see if this passes. Because I won't have to worry about taking any meds for it. If not, I'll start looking into it.
Whatever. I'm sure you'll get through it one way or another. So, what else? Get ready to have a big concrete Dave and John on at his house. So I've been doing a lot of clearing out of stuff. Got a lot of angle iron and steel and other things that I had been storing, and found a 2-gallon bucket of red lead paint that I have to dispose of, some other stuff, so starting to get everything cleared out, make a run to the scrap yard. I've got a ton of scrap to get rid of, and guys coming tonight, we're going to finalize everything, give the deposit on the contract, and then get a date from him as soon as he can start, and then I'll need to move the vehicles off the property. And have everything ready to go. And he'll come in there with the bulldozers and the bobcats and the jackhammers, and he'll gonna do a major, major job.
What is he doing? He's redoing the driveway and then extending it to your neighbor?
Absolutely, going all the way to the property line, and then all the way back to the back of, you know, to the back fence, all the way to the side of the garage, all in front of the house, new walkway from the driveway to the front door, new front stoop, and new front walk. And we're probably doing it in a great deal of stamped concrete, which we could make look like whatever we want it to look like. Flagstone, pavers, you can even get it to look like wood. They have stamps that make you can even make it look like wood decking. Excuse me. So we'll finalize all that stuff tonight and figure out what colors we want in the different areas of the concrete, what we want for border and all this other nonsense, and then it's just a matter of getting a date.
Sounds good. I got some stuff that I'm planning at my house, but the bank decides to give me headaches on setting up the finances I want up. So now I'm going an alternate route.
Oh, okay. Well, if you're looking for concrete work, I'll recommend this guy to you. We got him all verbal recommendations. We looked at a bunch of his jobs that he's done all over the area, and we're definitely going to use this guy. So I'll pass along the information should you need any concrete work done.
Well, the concrete is the minor portion of the job. I'm talking about windows, siding, and there is some masonry work being done, and roof all at once.
All right. Well, I got the guy for roofing. I'll give you his number. You can try tracking him down. All the other stuff, I'm sure you could find somebody. I haven't looked around for any general contractors in quite some time, so to find somebody to do all the stuff that
you want, have one guy to do it rather than farming it out to individuals. If I hear anybody who has somebody they can recommend, I'll pass it along, unless you already got somebody, in which case you don't need to get any of that information at all.
Oh, I've already decided upon the contractor. I did the shopping at the early part of the summer, and I've already got everything picked out, all everything ready to go, and I told him as soon as I get the finances ready, we'll sign the contract and be done with it. Went to the bank and said, oh, the best way to do it is this way. So I did stage one with the bank, and then stage two blew up in my face.
They want you to do a home equity line of credit, or they wanted you to do something else, like an unsecured personal loan, or whatever they call them now, home improvement loans. We have some stuff going on with Bethpage Federal Credit. Their rates are pretty decent, auto loans and other stuff.
Well, I was talking to them at the bank that currently holds the mortgage. They said, oh, what you should do is refinance your current mortgage because your rate is too high. Do that and then take out a home equity line. I said, that's the best way of doing it? She said, yeah. I said, you certain I'm going to be able to do that? Because I have the office in the house and I've had problems in the past. I said, let me check. And they checked. This is no problem. So I did the refi, and then I got denied the home equity because the office was in the house.
2PPN Mobile. Well, at least you got the lower rate on your refi. But, yeah, that just goes to show you that all these people are looking to do is to sell refis. They'll tell you anything. They'll promise you, you know, sunshine and rainbows. I would have held that guy to task, the guy who, that loan officer that you spoke to in the bank. I would have gone to him, shown him the denial, and said, now make this right. You got me in here, you got me to do all this, then now make it right. And you would have seen if he would have been able to get around the office part. All right, so at the very least, you got a lower mortgage rate.
I tried that. Didn't work. Oh, by the way, there's some sort of disabled car right past Queens Boulevard. So from the spiral staircase, I don't know when this is going to open up. I see some flashing lights up ahead. Maybe that'll be finally when it opens up after Woodhaven. You're headed into a heavy traffic zone. No, but I tried what you said. Couldn't get anywhere. And now I just joined NYU Federal Credit Union because they said they would give me the home equity.
Perfect. See? There you go. And I'll bet you their rates are probably pretty decent, too. So there you go. You throw a little money into the credit union from your paycheck or whatever, however they can do it, and then you're a member, and then that's it, and you're good to go. So, that always seems to be the most reasonable way to do things. We'll have to experiment around, but I already have all the financing taken care of for this job. It's going to be a direct payout cash discount. So this way I don't have to worry about carrying it over or anything else. It'll be done by the end of this calendar year. Got to have it done before Thanksgiving. Because that's when Sonny Boy will be in. He'll be in around Thanksgiving, so I want to have everything all ready for the Corvette to have its new home.
Okay. Somewhere along the length of the Gaga, the expressway opens up again. Just to let you know.
And well, I'm stuck back here by the Jose Cuervo. And I have a feeling that if you're saying that it's that bad over there on the main line stretch, I may wind up considering going up to Jackie Robinson and getting off at Cypress Ave and running Cypress Avenue back in, which is seems to be my new route coming home, and it's been very good to me. Of course, I just jinxed it by saying that, but it's been very good to me. I actually avoid everything. I avoid the Kosciuszko, I avoid the expressway, I avoid the Grand Central coming into the Kew Gardens interchange, and I seem to be having a reasonable amount of time, no matter when I leave, to come home, because I'm avoiding all the other nonsense. So that seems to be the go-to on the way home, and I've done it once or twice on the way in, and it's been okay, but only if there's like some horrible, horrible stuff going on that I can't get through going the other way. Enter PPN Mobile.
Good morning, hello. Pick it up, give it to Richie, N2ZEP here.
KB2A, QN, over here. Good morning. Been listening into all the Monday morning hype. Take you go around your Cypress Avenue go around and have a nice day.
You know, gotta go through the cemetery where Harry Houdini is buried. And so let me get this straight. So rather than be on call and being on the water, you drove all the way out to Greenport just to have dinner, which was probably more expensive than had you just gone out on the Tara.
I didn't go to Greenport. I went to Riverhead.
Okay. Sorry. But a couple mile difference there. What, 15 miles?
It's a good thing I wasn't on the bug. There were some issues when I was going that way. Anyway, everything worked out and everybody was happy. Gary? Except for Gary.
I have one thing to say to that, Steve. Isn't that special?
Must be something going on. There's helicopters hovering up above.
Finally hunting you down?
They're black hawks, and they're looking for me.
Deanna wants me.
Did you watch any of that Lost in Space binge that was on Decade TV this weekend?
Absolutely not.
Hilarious. Is watching it now, you can see just how skeezy that entire show was. But then again, I'm laughing my butt off at the lines that they gave the robot to say. He really was a sarcastic, nasty piece of machinery.
73 guys, I'm in the tunnel in 2ZEP.
Very rich, 73. What did your old Robin look?
Oh, but the hokey, hokey, hokey premises of everything. You could see the styrofoam rocks, you could see all the zippers and the costumes, but I'm telling you, I was just transfixed. I guess I was transported back to my childhood, sitting there watching it. I was telling Gary, I said, I didn't realize how many episodes there really were. It was only for 3 years, but there were 38 episodes.
Yes, I remember one in particular that was called One of Our Dogs is Missing. I don't know why, but I always remembered that one episode name.
There was hilarious ones like Space Search with the guy with the traveling carnival, straw man, and the white Yeti or whatever it was. Hilarious. We couldn't, it was like watching a car wreck. We couldn't turn away, and we just kept watching episode after episode after episode.
Sort of like how I felt on Friday night watching episode after episode after episode of Katarina's Quest.
Quest? Quest for what?
She's looking for Mr. Johnson.
Well, isn't that just, I guess, a little special?
The good about Jimmington, and it's like the world ends.
Really? You mean it's like far
I got killed from all my games, I might add. I'm not going to talk about it.
Oh. That's when you try to be a participant rather than a spectator.
Oh well. So delightful open window weather. Hope this is the way it's going to be now.
Yes, I actually have a light jacket on this morning, which I'll probably leave in the car. But, glorious. This is perfect. Perfect, perfect weather. Be like this in the mornings, get to the high 70s in the afternoons, and then chill back down at night. I gotta start thinking about bringing the banana plants in. I don't want them to, be affected by the cool air.
How was the yachting activity on Saturday? A lot of boats out there, I would imagine, getting those last days in.
Actually, and to my surprise and admiration, it was extremely light out there. Zach's Bay was populated, but not like you would have expected. There was not a whole lot of people out there. And it was flat again. It was not like glass flat, but it was flat. The ride out there was totally spectacular. The tiniest, tiniest little breeze coming in offshore. And it was absolutely perfect day. And I got the color to prove it. Everything just worked out. It was a picture-perfect day. Got to do some stuff in the morning. Got to turn around and go out on the boat for 4 or 5 hours. And then came home, got cleaned up. And then we went out and had a glorious game night with a bunch of friends. Lots of drinking, lots of playing cards. It was a lot of fun.
Good, and that's how it should be. Fun, fun, fun. All right. It was breezy by me yesterday. Breezy. You know, delightfully breezy. But breezy nevertheless. So I would imagine it would have been a tad misty on the water. I didn't see that many trailers going through. You'll get your diehards now, but if the weekend's alike this past weekend, you're going to see some boat traffic, I would imagine. Well, had a good run there for like 5-6 weeks of unbelievable temperatures, so more conducive to boating is maybe people are tired of it.
Well, that's entirely possible, and to be in Mobile, that's entirely possible that, you know, it's also everybody's back to school, everybody's, you know, getting their stuff going and whatnot, keeping the seasons changing, so it's entirely possible that it's just, it was a, you know, one of those things where, especially Saturday morning, like you said, it was a little bit misty out, we had a sprinkle come through, we had all that stuff on, and people might have just turned up and changed their plans to do other things, because the city turned out absolutely glorious.
Because I saw yesterday, it looked like it was cloudy down on the south side when we were sunny up on our end. I was thinking of going down to Long Beach and points east, but we ended up hanging out on the North Shore, so we're nice and sunny, but breezy, and delightfully breezy, I might add. I heard suspenders on a couple of times during the weekend, so I don't think he's being chained and kept in a cell.
Well, I remarked to Gary that he should have no problem coming on in the mornings, because they've got them all locked up. But then again, you know, Jamie Key doesn't stop this guy. He's absolutely incorrigible.
As I said, some people think they're above the law, but you know what happens when you fight the law? Lots of songs about it.
Yeah. Every time I plant the seed, they kill it before it grows.
You gotta see what they did to this LA Pond driving range. They took the They're trying to make it into some kind of tennis academy. I'm sorry, golf academy. Have you been by here?
Oh, I have not, but that seems to be the trend, that they want to turn him into this, like, world-class, environmentally controlled driving range so that they could turn around and keep the place open, you know, for longer and make a lot more on the seas.
Yeah. Well, this one definitely has the Asian persuasion money backing it.
Did they make all of the overhangs and stuff have pagodas on them?
Oh, yeah, and they're all about 5'5" high.
Oh, so they could stack more of them above each other because they made them so short.
That's it. No round eyes in this one. You have to go to the round eye section.
All right. Getting off over here at Cypress Native. Make my way across. And to BPN Mobile.
KV2N. Oh, looks like they're gonna get ready to rip down Steve's Pier 25 over here by Bell Boulevard. Some heavy equipment staging.
Well, everything's getting ready. Got stuff to do before wintertime hits. I guess they gotta finish up a bunch of these road projects. Try and get them all buttoned up before the first freeze comes through.
Speaking of freeze, you've been looking at any Earl quotes?
I was looking at it, and it was really low last time I looked, and figuring I may pull the trigger on a delivery soon, even though I only need about, I don't know, about 120 gallons, so that I go into the cold weather with a full tank. So, get ready within the next week or so, because it's been at an all-time low for quite some time now. And I figure it's going to stay low for a little while longer, but that first cold snap we get, I'm guaranteeing it's going to go up.
Yep, you'll see the mad rush also. I was thinking about it, too. I've been thinking about it. I have a little more than an eighth of a tank right now, which is enough to get me through for some time. But, again, like to avoid the mad rush.
Well, yeah, because they're going to turn around and take advantage. I think probably this week might be, I'm only going to be looking at pulling the trigger on about, what, $250? So that's...
Okay, I'm looking at your chopper now. It's just east of Francis Lewis Boulevard.
That doesn't affect me. I'm across Queens Brooklyn right now, and I'm thoroughly involved in Cypress Avenue over here. Fast approaching Myrtle.
I know you're upstream. Speaking of which, they had Deliverance on Encore last night. I watched the whole thing from beginning to end. I haven't seen that in its entirety, commercial free, in a long time.
Lost in Space.
This was a little better than Lost in Space.
That's your opinion. You got a 30 now. And QPPN Mobile, by the way.
Guy, he's a well-known guy. McBurney or McKinney, something like that. Right.
Everything with me, I just can hook it up this morning. I have all the nonsense. the battery eliminator and all the other stuff. So it'll be back. It'll be reset. So then we can always have that option once I'm rocking and rolling. Because as the weather starts getting nastier, I'll start taking this one more often and a little bit less on the Avenger.
W2SCT Mobile, good morning.
TX station recognized. This is KB2N, QN Mobile. On the hunt. I'm on the hunt already. So, how are you, Peter, and how's every little thing?
Every little thing is good, Steve. Oh, how you doing? Good morning to you. Nice to hear you. Had a great weekend. I heard you talk about the fishing turning out, and sounds good. Yeah, they had the big blue fish run. Now I heard a couple of local neighbors talking about being involved with that over the weekend, and so I thought it was a little bit later, but I guess it's the time of year. So, Richie, over to you. W2SCT Mobile.
All right, I'm also on the hunt, so I'm going to wave a hand and let you guys carry on amongst yourselves. This was the N2PPN Mobile. I guess you guys...
All right, Joe Mix, I'll give you the gory details about tonight's game, as well as some of Friday night's action, which was a lot of fun. I'm glad, at least it's still a winning game, which, that was a lot of fun. 7-3 DOT, I went to the Met game on Friday night with, the rush from the hospital. We had a lot of fun, a lot of laughs.
Oh, that must have been good, Steve. Richie, okay, we'll catch you later on. Have a good day, and I know you're hunting for that parking spot, I guess, so have a good day and a good week. And, I was too late. I didn't hear how the Yankees win last night. I know they took the lead, and I don't know if they won last night or if the Mets came around. I think it was a good one, though. Last Friday, yeah. Yeah, beautiful weather. Went swimming yesterday and Saturday. The water's just as about as warm as it's going to be. It's upper 70s in the water, a lot of spots. Beautiful. I tried the Bayside, the West Harbor beach that we have on the north side of Oyster Bay. And it was nice, except there were these flies that were attacking me at 5:00, 5:15, so I got off. I was leaving anyhow. I don't know, they were just little flies.
Could it have been your aftershave?
I don't know what it was, unless it was a dead thing close by, but I didn't see anything. Well, I didn't have that on Saturday. And I went down at the same time, 3:30, because the tide's high, and it was high at 4 o'clock on Saturday, and about 4:45 yesterday, so it's, late in the afternoon. I don't know. I don't know what it was. But the flies were attacking me, and off, and then I just said, forget it. I was leaving anyhow, so thank God. I was lying there for like 20 minutes after the swim drying off, so... But, it's beautiful, so I'm hoping, now I'm looking ahead, they're saying it's going to be a little cooler after a nice week. It's going to be in the upper 60s for next Saturday, and that's too cool for me to live, so, unless it pumps up on Sunday. But, otherwise, after next weekend, it depends on how early October is, temperature-wise.
So the water temperature is about 71 up by us, so, I'm talking about an Hempstead Harbor. These cool nights will start driving that down slowly, so you have to watch yourself. It gets extremely nipply, and you don't want those flies biting you there. Put that on park it, and I'm going to have to leave by your lonesome. Terribly sorry. This has been the KB2N QN Mobile. Have a good day.
All right, Steve, well, you're always right on schedule. schedule. So, all right, we'll have a good day, and it's nice to talk to you even for 6 or 7 minutes or so, and catch you and Richie a little bit at the end of your journeys, and perhaps we'll catch you this afternoon. Yeah, well, they say the water in the Sound is more like 76 now, 77. It reached a high of 78 a couple of weeks ago, the highest. Pushing 80. Nice, but it does cool off. A couple of cool nights. I had to close the windows last night, and because it was just getting a little bit too breezy and chilly. So, I just hope the weather keeps up. It certainly looks good for this week and next week. Staying as warm as possible. All right, we'll catch you in the afternoon. We'll be around. W2SET Mobile.
How you doing? EZ2PLD.
AC2PLD, I think. I'm not sure. Good morning to you, W2SET Mobile. How's everything? I usually call Phil if you're in there. Come on in. WZ at this time. And good morning to you. And my name here is Peter. Peter, back to you.
So Peter, Kilo Charlie 2, Papa, Lima Victor. No problem. Keep you company to your friend. Comes on. No big deal. Hope you're doing well. You still living in Bayville, Peter? And how far are you on your trip out east to your job right now?
Okay, AC2PLD. Yeah, the name is, forgetting the name at the moment. I'll get it. And, yeah, I'm just coming up 25A here on Wolver Hollow Road. So I'm in Old Brookville, working my way down to Jericho. And, just started out about 10 minutes ago on the trip. I like to go this way because I have better coverage than the repeater. I don't go through Oyster Bay anymore. It's just, I can't use this repeater until I get up into East Norwich, which is what I'm equal to now. So that's why I like to go this other route. And I was doing this other route because of the West Shore Road closure that they were working on. That's all finished now. So, open the top part, bottom south face, so it looks slick. But I still like to go this way because it puts me in a better situation here as far as your...
Try that, Peter. And, I'll tell you the truth. Right off of you, you'll get the wrong name. I didn't go wrong with that. I'll correct it. You'll have fun. But my real name is Steve. I know you're a member for today, for today's Q. So, but I know if I come on in a week, he'll make up another name for me. But that's okay, Peter. I have multiple personalities. Anyway, very good on the commute, and I guess you'll be on the LIE soon.
Yeah, I will be in about 6-7 minutes, something like that. I should be getting on the LIE. I'm picked up Brookville Road after I go over 25A. It's right by the Brookville Police Station. Steve, then you pick up Brookville Road and goes right down to come out onto 106 right by Jericho High School, so then you can hop right on there. So it's good. Yes, Steve, sorry, it took me, I hadn't talked in a little while, and I forget a little bit as time goes by. So, very good, and, I hope you had a good rest of the summer. I thought the last day of summer was yesterday, but fall doesn't start until Wednesday, so we have still today and tomorrow. Start up with fall on Wednesday. Comes in the morning or something like that. That was a little bit off. It was 20th or the 21st. I guess so. A little off there. So yeah, I had it was a good summer. you know, I lost my mom May 31st. No, it was kind of a solemn summer. I still did a couple of trips on Claymore in the next route.
I'm sorry to hear about your mom. That's how long it's been since I talked to you. But yeah, I know you like to go on a lot of vacations, so let me know where you went. You know, I like to hear about different places.
Yeah, okay. I don't know if you had heard through the grapevine, but yeah, mom passed on the 31st, and no, she had been ready for a while. She was 99 and a half. She would have been 100 December 8th. A half months, so she had fallen in late April, and then they were rehabbing her back to her assisted living. The rehab was next door where she was, but she naked, so you know, we were pretty well ready for it, you know, the past year or so, and not a heck of a lot of time left, but so we had a nice memorial service. But I did go to Florida. Memorial service was August 15th, so kind of in the middle of the summer. So I went down to Cocoa Beach, Florida for 6 days to visit my friends there, and that was nice. And then I flew to San Francisco August 20th for 5 days out there to see my mother's cousins. I couldn't make the memorial service, so. It was fun. Nice to do both trips. But nothing big, you know, no big trips. Steve, back to you.
Florida, you know, Florida's very hot during the summer. And you're 99 years old, you know, that usually does it. Cool, right, Peter? Well, I really acted comedian George Burns.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, he did. He was 99, almost 100, and I know he had a contract with Nick and Philly was 100 for Burns and Allen. Allen, I don't know if she had died after him. Then I don't think she was quite the same age, but younger. Yeah, my mom was in Asheville, North Carolina, and she had moved into assisted living. It would have been 4 years ago next month, towards the end of October. Then we had sold the house 3 years ago this past June. I think change for us was 4 years ago. We emptied the house out and tried to rent it. It didn't work out. And so we ended up selling it the following spring after mom out. So we went through Guam and moved into assisted living. 8 miles away, still in the same town, Fairview. She's right outside of Asheville, North Carolina. I'll be going down there Halloween time for a visit over there. I'm going to fly to Charlotte and stay with Joel, who was a member of the club here at WB2AYS. Mom a few times.
Yeah, I got to look at you. I think she was a little bit older than your father. From your father died, about 10 years ago. Look, she went through a lot. I think you had a breath that way up, so that's a lot of a child.
Yeah, you're right. But yeah, Dad died 10 years ago this past April, so right on with that. And she stayed in the house there, though, for 6 years, and it asked almost 6.5 years. But she ready after 5 years, she was saying she wanted to, you know, she was 95, going on 96, and she was like, yeah, I gotta get more care and be with people. She was tired of being alone. She had three different women coming on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, but she was alone the rest of the time, especially on the weekend, ready to make that move. But it worked out well for her. She liked it. There's something else, but you broke up a little bit. I'm trying to remember. Back to you.
A passed away because it's not safe in the life for a person to go through is to lose a child. That's traumatic. She kept going on even after that takes a lot of strength.
Oh, yeah, talking about my brothers. Yeah, right, yeah, because she lost my two brothers. Christmas in 07, coming up in November, so that's 8 years ago. That's hard to believe. And then, that was only 2 years after my dad had passed, so my elder brother was back in 93. So, yeah, it was a lot to go through. Brave woman, she had a lot of strength, and, enjoyed life, but she was getting tired at the end. Last couple of years, she really wanted to, ready. She had a mastectomy, a year and a half ago. That was a rough one or two, but she did very well with it. I mean, she went out of the hospital real fast. Lately, this fall, when they fall, that really shatters them quite a bit out of it. A week or so, and hit her head. Not hard, didn't break any bones, but took her up. That's exactly what happened to her mother. Mother was, I think, 99, and then she stayed and lived until 106 months passed.
It was announced in the club. I think I told as many people as I could about it, so they booked for a while.
surprise his wife. You know, it'll be good to get to Asheville. That would be nice. I just want to see if Phil, if you're in there, come on in. Getting to CWC.
Brother Pat usually is in here.
There, come on in and join us. Back to you, Steve.
Peter, I'm looking to go to a resort. Recommend any resort in Hawaii. Let me know. I'd be interested. I don't need to go so far. I'd be happy just to stay by the pool and not fail to talk to people. That's all I need.
Well, I mean, on Maui, we should have them in Honolulu, too. So, on Maui, you have... Well, I stayed at the Marriott because I have that timeshare in Thailand. So, to enjoy the Marriott, get to the Hyatt is there. They have, you know, several resorts right there. But check out the Marriott, check out the Hilton, every resort there. Hyatt, it was a Sheraton. And a couple others. There's a whole cluster of, like, at least probably a dozen resorts there or more in Lanai. There, and then you can cruise Honolulu as well. What's going on there? I would try to do both islands because it would be, if you want to do a little tour, you can tour Pearl Harbor and all that if you wanted to. But if you want to stay in one spot, then I would choose either Maui or Honolulu, or the Big Islands for that matter. Yeah, I'm when I go down to Asheville, I'm going to stay in Charlotte with Joel for 3 nights, and then I'll, drive me over either Friday or Saturday of that Halloween weekend. Then the I'll spend the day. I had a friend that was supposed to drive me down, but she couldn't not drive down, but fly down with me. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for the information. And I've talked to you before. As a matter of fact, you're my go-to guy about vacations because I know, you know, you've been in Texas, you've been in Florida, you've been in South Carolina. Ohio, I think, been to back places I've never been to, so I'm going to tap your brain, you know, when I go places from now on.
Okay, very good. Yeah, the, definitely ask me any questions. Yeah, I've been, my parents lived down there many years. They moved down there 24 years ago, a period of time of visiting them. Usually went once or twice a year to visit them. So the past 10 years since my dad died, I was going down Eastern time and usually late July and then Halloween time, so it was time. And then Mom was coming up here for Christmas in the first 3 or 4 years after Dad died. Up here about a month. You know, she'd come up. Birthday was December 8th, so she'd be here for her birthday and then she'd be here until, you know, 2 or 3 days after New Year's Day. Yeah, so we'll get, we're close with the neighbors that live next door, so I hope to see the neighbors down there. There's another neighbor, but she's getting kind of old, so, but she lives a block over. Well, beautiful area, though. You'd love Asheville as well. Cole has a beautiful house in Charlotte, so about 1 hour and 10 minutes from Asheville. It's a pretty easy ride over there. W2SCT Mobile. I don't know what happened to Phil and Pat. They're usually in here by now.
WCMF Mobile, good morning.